Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. Towards the end of Masechta Maisrus. And that's exactly where we're up to. Chav Vav. Rabbi Yirmiyah Boy Karkamin. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked by Karkamin. We stalled so we got here. Rabbi Yirmiyah Boy Karkamin. We are 3, 6, 7 lines at the bottom.
Yes.
I don't know if you want to sit over there today. It's awful cold over there. But Rabbi Yirmiyah Boy Karkamin. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, what's a by Karkamin? Now, this is really not a Maisus issue. This is really a Shmita issue. Karkamin seems to be, generally, we translate Karkamin as saffron. But saffron is edible. And whatever Karkamin we're talking about here, it's not edible. So it's not clear exactly what it is. So Baushim Utarim Mishum Svich, it's a type of seed. If it grew on Shemitah, is there a problem with Svichim? So it's seeds that grow in Shemitah, which are cultivated for food purposes, have a problem with Svichim. They're prohibited to eat during Shemitah. Generally, according to most opinions, the Rabbana, according to Rabbi Akiva Del Raisa. So this Karkamin, which grew during Shemitah, what's its status vis-a-vis Svichim? Rabbi Yitanachum Bar Yirmiyah, didn't we learn HaChoshud Al Shvi'is? Do you have choshud? Do you have the word choshud? So if it's suspect on shvi'is, ain't loichim ben a pishra, you're not allowed to buy from him a flax, even if it's combed out. So pishrin lav kis minu. Well, it seems like you're not allowed to buy because it's a svichim. Well, pishtan, that's a twig. And nonetheless, it's also to buy. So we see you're not allowed to buy stuff because it has shmitah problems, even if it's not necessarily edible. Right? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Chinana, Mivnei Zaro. That's if we know why the flax has a problem with Svichin, because flax seed is edible. You can make oil out of it and stuff like that. So it's not to go out there, it's not like the curcumin, which is completely inedible. It's a completely different issue. Raimona Amar, Mivnei Zaro. I can't accept that that's why the flax has a problem during Shemitah. If it's because of the seed, but didn't we learn Hachoshud Lios Mocher Truma Lechulin? Some of you suspect. I don't know if we ever had this before. No, we didn't have this. Some of you suspect to sell Truma as Chulin. In other words, he pulls the wool over people's eyes and he sells Truma as if it is regular mundane food. Ain't lochem in a mayu melech. You can't buy from him even water and salt. So says Gemara, is lochem in a mayu melech on the zaro? Is there any seed and salt and water? Obviously not, right? So the Gemara is not being precise. What the Gemara means to ask is there's no truma by salt and water, right? Yet nonetheless, you can't buy salt and water from this guy. Why? Because he's a suspicious fellow. So we find his commerce that he can't do any business with him whatsoever. So a lot mishum kanas, right? So too it could well be that by the flax, you know why we forbid you from using this flax on, or rather why we give the flax the status of svichin on shvitz. I'll tell you why. It could be because of kanas. Could be it's a fine. Could be it really doesn't have to do with the seed at all. And therefore we have no proof that seeds generate. The seeds generate the chiyuv of shvi'is, or the din of shvi'is. Menachem bar Mavsima, Achui was the brother, the Yonis on Kippa, B'shem Rabbi Amis and Rabbi Ami, Pishta Nikachas Mikulon B'shvi'is. Pish could be acquired from anybody in Shemitah. You name it, you can buy it from anybody. Why? Because it's generally not eaten. It's generally not a food stuff. So it says the Gemara, oh, the Tamar, that's only true, but Shani is doing Choshen Uyim Lehna Choshen. If you don't know if the guy is suspect or not, a dove or boy should Choshen, but if you know for sure he's suspect, also you're not allowed to buy for him flax during Shemitah. Why? Because that may indeed be flax, which is cultivated for the purpose of the flax seed, and therefore it's also drink Shemitah. It could be a flat out knas too, that's true. If you know he's kosher, then he can't buy it because of knas. Good point. Zuga krivei dravada barava. Baravada bar zavta. Zuga was a relative of Ravada bar zavta. B'shem revo senir revyavo. Bikia, which is the famous animal father known in English as vetch. Mikachas mikolad b'shmis. You can buy from anybody during Shemitah. Now, it's got Kedusha Shemitah because it is animal fodder. But it's generally not held to be Svichim. Why? Right? Because Svichim are anything which is normally cultivated during the other 6 years. Even if it grows wild during Shemitah, it's also because of Svichim. But this is not normally cultivated. They don't usually cultivate vetch because it's only an animal fodder. So therefore, it doesn't have... Although it has Kedusha Shemitah, it's not Svichim. Therefore, you have to conduct yourself with sanctity vis-a-vis it, but it's permissible to eat. Okay? Therefore, you can buy it mikol adam b'shvis. Rabbi Yisrael said, Masis lo amar ken. Our Mishnah doesn't say that. Our Mishnah says, oh no, sorry. Masis lo amar ken. Didn't our Mishnah already say this? Our Mishnah, we already learned this from our Mishnah, that this is the case. No, it's not. I was right the first time. It's a kacha. Masisa luam rakeh. Our Mishnah doesn't say this way. Our Mishnah does not indicate that vetch is permitted during Shemitah. Why not? Because it says zera lufa, or it's not our Mishnah, it's a brisa. Zera lufa elyon. It says that the seeds of the upper part of the luf plant, zera krishan, the seeds of the krishan plant, zera b'tolim, the seeds of onions, zera lefet, the seeds of turnips, utznonos, and radishes, of bashar's yoronegido, and all types of vegetables of garden, garden variety vegetables, of all types of seeds of garden variety vegetables. Shein echolim, where the seeds are not eaten, it was our Mishnah. It's our Mishnah that there's no chiv of trumas or maizus on them because they're not edible. They're exempt from shemitah as well. The title, look, it's saying this: Rabbi Yisrael Absironi Soda. The saying applies not just to garden vegetables, but also to field vegetables, where they have seeds which are inedible, such as kutza seed and bikia seed, but they're not edible, so there's no shmita in them, nor any maisers. It sounds like only the seed, or bikiatzma lo, but the fodder itself does have a din of shmita and a din of svichim. So it says, Umara, maybe that which is stated that you're allowed to acquire vetch from anybody, you don't have to be afraid of svichim, is generically. When you're acquiring from somebody, you don't know if it's suspicious or not. But if indeed he's a person who's suspect, then you also are not allowed to buy from during Shemitah. So the vetch is only awesome when you buy it from somebody who it's unclear what the status is, but when it's clear what the status is, then it's not also, well, not that it's clear. When there's a reasonable suspicion that the status is prohibited, then it's prohibited. Zara Lufa Elio. Do you have a header here? You go straight to Kini Maslito? Kini Maslito is the way to read our Mishnah. The Mishnah means that, Zera ha'elyon shel luf. It's not the seed of the upper luf, but rather the upper seed of the luf. Meaning that the luf has two types of seeds, one down below in the ground and one up in the leaves, and that's the one which we're talking about. Okay? I'm sure it's all very exciting to you. Not really relevant. Okay. Why don't we call people in now for this team? The last Mishnah in Maaser Sheni speaks about what happens if you plant seeds from a vegetable which is truma. Now normally, if you plant, let's say, grain, which was made truma, then you're in big trouble. Whatever grows midrabanan is truma, and you have to conduct yourself as if it's truma, it's not right. You're on tzaras. But this is a case, the last Mishnah talked about a case where the vegetable itself was truma. But you didn't plant the vegetable, you planted the seed which is in the vegetable. So in that case, the Mishnah says you are right. Well, you are, it's, we don't find you in that case. So then the Gemara says, hata itasa. There's a certain woman. Havali Yarzuvin de Truma. She had a Yarzuvin of Truma. And Yarzuvin, he says here in English, it's not going to help you much. It's called amaranth. Okay? And an amaranth, you know what it is?
I've heard it's a sort of a plant, right?
It's kind of, well, obviously it's kind of plant. Yes. So. Amaranth bubblegum. So so she had some amaranth again, which is this time a vegetable where the leaves are eaten and not the seeds. So Gokupsan, it was inside her basket. Naflun Laginsa, so it fell into her garden. But Samchun, the seeds fell into her garden, not the leaves. The seeds fell into her garden and they grew. As Uvda Kumi Rabbi Yochanan, so the mice came from Rabbi Yochanan Vishara. And he said, whatever grows is permissible, and we do not say that it's truma, again because it grew not from the part which was truma, but rather from the seeds within. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, now Rabbi Yochanan was an Israeli. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was a Babylonian. So he said, so Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said to Rabbi Yochanan, the Lamas Nisu, isn't our Mishnah? It says, Afa Pishavi and Truma Hareli Yochelu. It says that even though the seeds of the vegetables, even though the father, meaning the vegetables are Truma, the seeds can be eaten. So of course it doesn't mean that the seeds themselves are eaten. It can't mean that, because the seeds are inedible, right? It must mean that when the seeds went to fell into the ground and they grew again, so whatever grows is not truma, whatever grows you're allowed to eat. Amar Lehi, so he said, this is a great scene for Yerushalmi Masechta. Amar Lehi, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Bavloya, you Babylonian, you. Man, I mean, the Gaius Lachaspa, Only once I took off the potsherd, the piece of pottery from over the Mishnah, Ashkechis Maganitza. Did you find the jewel underneath it? Right, which is frequent in the Gemara. Did you find at Omar? Only then could you say velo mas, a complaint says atomer velo mas nisu, or you didn't understand that that's what the Mishnah meant before I told you now, and now you're coming to tell me that it's not, that it's a Mishnah. The only way you understood this is because I explained to you what the Mishnah meant to say. Okay. Hajlon Maseches Maisus, Vajrochlon Daglon Maseches Maisus, Vatatocholon, Donisnachim Nogam Maseches Maisus, Lotisnachim Non Loba Amadeim Loba Damadosi. Hajlon Maseches Maisus, Vajrochlon Daglon Maseches Maisus, Vatatocholon, Isishim Nogam Maseches Maisus, Lotisnachim Non Loba Amadeim Loba Amadosi. Hajlon Maseches Maisus, Vajrochlon, Daglon Maseches Maisus, Vatatocholon, Lonisnachim Nogam Maseches Maisus, Lotisnachim Non Loba Amadeim Loba Amadosi. Okay, we're on to start now. Masechet Maaser Sheni. Dafa, what talk is tonight's plot? Tonight's Dalit already?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Really? No. Today's your Dalit. Today's his vote.
No, today's the 15th.
Today's 15th. Today's 15th. The Tavis.
It was the
15th.
So today's Tezvav, yeah. It's really Tezvav already. Tonight's Tezvav. No, we count Tezvav, though. Really? We're that far behind? Gee. All right, anyway, by the end of the evening, we won't be that far behind. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Meiser Sheni. Hey, Meichernoso. You can't sell it. Vein Mashkernoso. You can't give it as collateral. Vein Machlivenoso. You cannot barter it. You can't weigh food opposite it. Even Yerushalayim. You read Yerushalayim, and Maaser Sheni is edible in Yerushalayim, right? You can't say to your friend, here's wine of Maaser Sheni, the saintly shaman, and give me oil. Even though it's not an official exchange, as the world will discuss, it's still lost. The chain charcoal base is true by any other type of fruit as well, which is Maaser Sheni. have a nice themselves that might not schinah, but when they can do is gift to each other as gifts. That's permissible. Meiser Behema was similarly Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema was when they used to put all the animals in the pen, and every tenth animal would be made in Meiser Behema. You're not allowed to sell when it's alive and whole, right? Not even if it's a ba'amum, if it's alive or shechted, unless it was redeemed beforehand. You can't use it to marry a woman, because it's not really yours. A bechor can be sold by the Kohen, even while it's alive and without blemish, because it's his money. That's interesting. The Chaim Kanievsky quotes a machlokas. She the Bavli Yerushalmi's respect. The Bavli, we obviously haven't seen the Yerushalmi yet, but he says the Bavli holds this is talking about dafka b'zman hazeh, when it's no longer, when a bechor is not really a korban anymore, right? It's not because you don't sacrifice bechoris anymore. No beis hamikdash. But b'zman beis hamikdash had status of korban when it was alive. You're not allowed to sell it. The Yerushalmi holds it doesn't make a difference. It's always the money of a kohen, and therefore, even if it's alive without blemish, at the time of the beis hamikdash, you're still allowed to sell it. Doesn't make a difference. Okay. And when it's a ba'amum, if it's alive or if it's dead, because it's considered to be money of the Kohen, it could be sold. You can use it to marry a woman. Cannot redeem Meiser Sheni not on an Asimon. Everybody knows that Asimon is used for phone calls, right? They don't have them in Israel anymore. That's it. No more Asimonim. You save them? I don't know if they're worth anything. Okay. Yeah. The end of an era. No more Asimonim. But anyway, here means a slug. And Asimon means a slug. In modern Hebrew, those are called Asimonim because they're not, they have no engraved value on them. But it means a slug. Nor on a coin which is no longer a negotiable, a lira. Velo alamo she'enam birshuso. Nor on money which is not in your domain right now. That's me money which you have access to. Okay? Says more, ma'aser she'enam mochanoso chule. You have that header? I have it too. But, yes. No jumping anywhere. Ma'aser she'enam mochanoso. Ma'aser she'enam can be sold, etc. It's called holy. The Pnei Moshe brings on the pasuk, Chomas Haaretz V'Goymer Kodesh LaHashem. So carbon you can't buy and sell. Meiser Sheni can't buy and sell either. It's not susceptible to buying and selling. You cannot give it as collateral. Neshkosubo Brocha. Now I don't know exactly why the bracha, the bar is different. I guess it's just, you know, why it's called the bracha, not to tell us something else, and then that tells us you can't make it collateral on or loan. So how can you not sell Meiser Sheni? Here's a measure, Meiser Sheni. Give me half price. $50 instead of $100. Here's a mona is $100. Here's $100 worth of Meiser Sheni. Give me $50 worth of chulin, which is probably what it's worth. Can't do that. Okay? My tana ain't mochino. So, who's the town that says you can't sell it? Right, Mayor? But Ram Krabiuda, where like Krabiuda, Bezino Shem Mutzal Mochra Vikava Chomer. Krabiuda holds. Should be a Kava Chomer allowing you to sell it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, because some sales are permissible. What are we talking about? That's redemption. That's okay. Not sale. But that's the answer. The answer. What? Who redeems? The person himself.
Oh.
Got the difference? But in answer to your question, there will be cases in which it's permissible to sell Meiser Sheni. Okay? We're going to see right in Amud Beis. It's not a blanket principle.
No, it's not.
Because
it's not this case.
Okay, so says the Gemara, Matani Mokhram, so who's the one that says you can't sell Rab Meir? Ram Rab Yudah, but like Rab Yudah, B'dinu Shem Mutal Mokhram. Really, logically, they should be permitted to sell it. B'kav Chomer. What's Kav Chomer? Mayim Truma Shiasru Lezorim. Truma, a non-Kohen is not allowed to eat, obviously. Mutal Mokhri allowed to sell it. Kohen's allowed to sell Truma. Even Yisrael is allowed to sell Truma, right? As long as he inherited it from his grandfather who's a Kohen, right? So, if Truma, which is forbidden for Zorim, Mutal Mokhri, Maizah Sheni, Shumutal Zorim, Maizah Sheni, which a non-Kohen is allowed to eat when he brings it to Shulayim, Ein Odin Shem, Mutal Mokhri is not Kav Chomer allowed to sell it, right? It's more in his jurisdiction. He searched me allowed to sell it. So, sure he can. Zar can sell Truma. Truma, sure. If he owns it. What? What? Doesn't say Kodesh. Well, it does say Kodesh. I don't know exactly why you can't sell. Why you can sell Truma. Truth is, it is a little bit difficult because I'm sure, maybe it doesn't. I would assume it does say Kodesh about Truma somewhere. Or maybe it doesn't talk. Maybe it's only Maizah Sheni, which is Kodesh. That would explain it. Maizah Sheni is likened to a korban. Truma does, isn't. Nonetheless, Rav Yehuda makes the Kav Chomer. Truma is more severe. It could be sold, so Kav Chomer Maizah Sheni. But we would counter that and say that maybe talking Maizah Sheni is more Chomer because it says Kedusha by it. Right. That might be indicative of its special status. The fact that's probably true. The fact that it can be eaten in Yerushalayim only indicates a quasi korban status. Likely. Makes sense. Okay? Right. Well, this machlokas have been a mayor. That's precisely the machlokas here. Does it have a quasi korban status or not? So it says, this is exactly the response that Shemara gives, right? Truma doesn't require a wall. Just for, right? Toy Maizah Sheni should tell Mechitza. Maizah Sheni does require walls. Maybe Maizah Sheni is different. Why it says, well, let's try another Kav Chomer. Bikurim Yelchichu. Bikurim should prove you're allowed to sell Maizah Sheni. Bikurim should do Mechitza. Bikurim after he brought you Shulayim, yet nonetheless, Mutal Mokhon. You're allowed to sell them. So Sheni should be by Maizah Sheni should be allowed to sell them. No, says more, it's not comparable. Loi Mamartha Bikurim. Bikurim might not be the same. Dana types him as the man. Bikurim, there's no redemption process. Bikurim is not strong enough. If you did sell Bikurim or try to redeem it, it doesn't work. Maizah Sheni, if you try to redeem it, it does work, right? Maizah Sheni, redemption is part and parcel of the process normally. So we see that Maizah Sheni might be more significant than Bikurim in this regard because it does have the concept of redemption. Redemption indicates a higher level of Kedusha. A Korban can redeem if it has the Mum, right? Maizah Sheni can redeem. Bikurim cannot. Bikurim is a lower level of Kedusha. So maybe Bikurim you're allowed to sell, Maizah Sheni you're not allowed to sell. Okay? So it says, Mar Shviz Tochiach. Let's bring a proof from Shemitah. Shemitah Festus Tameh. If I have Shemitah fruits and I sell it, what happens to the money? I have Shemitah for the fruit and I sell it. What happens to the money that I get? Or does it? Which one is correct?
It takes on the Kedusha
Shemitah, right. She's so ish. She tofesses his tamer. Right? It does take on the Kedusha Shemitah. Nonetheless, you're not allowed, you are allowed to sell it. Right? So certainly Maizah Sheni should be allowed to sell. Rabbi Yehuda, nah. Mizu. You want to bring a proof from this? That's different. We said in Masechta Shviz, the way redeem Shviz is by selling it. We had a machlokas in Shviz, I forget, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, I think. Can he redeem Shviz, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar? Can he redeem Shviz, Derech Hilul, or not? But the primary way of redeeming Shvi'is is precisely by sale. That's the difference between Ma'aser Sheni and Shvi'is. Shvi'is is redeemed by sale, Ma'aser Sheni is redeemed by redemption. But there's no comparison, because there, the sale is not what we would call a sale, but Ma'aser Sheni, that is the redemption. So therefore, it's not comparable. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, Matar ein morchim also. Who's the Tara says you're not allowed to sell Ma'aser Sheni? Rabbi Meir, like we said before. Begam, Rabbi Yudon, like Rabbi Yehuda, which make a kav chom and say it's mutter to sell. Umayim shvi'is shein porin chov mida meha shmita, which can't redeem a debt from its value, from its money. Mutter l'mochro allowed to sell. Ma'aser shein, in other words, you're not allowed to redeem, you're not allowed to do schor per shvi'is. One thing is not allowed to do schor per shvi'is, you can't redeem, you can't pay back a debt. Shemitah fruit. It's like paying your obligation. Shemitah fruit is forbidden. Okay, is that clear? So it says the Gemara. Ma'aser Sheni should poyach chol midamav. Ma'aser Sheni, where you can redeem a debt from its value. Ain't no din shem mutul mochus na kav chol. You can tell. Now we don't paskin this way. The Gilyan Ashrat brings down that we talk in paskin that you cannot redeem an obligation, pay back an obligation with Ma'aser Sheni money. It's forbidden. But that's only because we pass on the Kermayer. Like Rabbi Yehuda, it's permissible. Rabbi Yehuda, you can fulfill an obligation with Ma'aser Sheni money. Okay? Now, how do we see that? Rabbi Yehuda wants to prove his point for a bremish later in the Masechta. The detail we learned later in the Masechta. Mashach Emenu Ma'aser B'Sal. This is one of the cases where you're allowed to sell Ma'aser. And obviously, the Gemara later on, we get to the fourth paragraph, we'll discuss why in this case you're allowed to sell Ma'aser. Right? This is one of the cases you're allowed to sell Ma'aser Sheni. So I buy for you Ma'aser Sheni. Now, I'm doing it by Mashicha. I'm going to pull it, take possession of it, and afterwards I'm going to pay you for it. Okay? Mashach Emenu Ma'aser B'Sal. I bought for you Ma'aser B'Sal and I do Mashicha. But I haven't yet been able to pay for it until it's worth two. But when I did the Mashiach on it, it was worth $1. Now, by the time I come to pay for it, it's worth $2. So I have to pay $2. The question is how much you, the seller, get. You, the seller, only get $1. The rest of it is considered redemption money. Because when you sold, when I bought it for you, it's only worth $1, right? That's not the point we're trying to make, though. The point the Pnei Moshe says from the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says, what happens in a case where when I bought it was worth a dollar? Wait. When I bought it was worth $2. And I didn't redeem it until it went down in value to $1. Okay, now it's only worth $1. So in that case, I give you $1, which is Ma'aser Sheni money, and another $1 is chulin, which I give you as well. And so I give you $2 because when I got it for you, it was worth $2. That's why I did Mashiach on. But now, is when I'm redeeming it as Ma'aser Sheni, when I give the money over, so right now it's only worth $1. So $1, which I give you, is Ma'aser Sheni money. The other $1 I give you, which I have to give you because of the purchase price obligation, that's chulin. Now, why am I bringing down this whole thing? Because we see here I'm paying back an obligation with Ma'aser Sheni money. How is that? Because when I did the Mashiach, did I pay you yet? No. So what did now the purchase price become on me? It became, no, but what did it become? What, conceptually? An obligation became a loan, right? So I'm paying back my loan with my... I know you don't like it. The Gemara's not going to like it either. But you get the idea, right? Okay? You understand it. You don't like it, right? So the Gemara's... Okay. The more I say, here I'm repaying an obligation with my Ma'aser Sheni money. Because at the time that I did the Mashiach, I hadn't yet paid. It became an obligation. Later on when I pay back, I'm fulfilling my obligation with my Ma'aser Sheni money. Okay. Makes sense? Says word. What? Makes sense. The more rejects it. Says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Shan Yohi. There it's different. Shem Rishon, Rishonah, Ma'aser Sheni Chayev. From the first moment, he's chayev to give a ma'aser sheni. In other words, it's not an obligation independent of ma'aser sheni, which is what you were saying before, obviously, right? Here the obligation of ma'aser sheni are one of the same. So therefore, there it's different. You can't pay back another obligation of ma'aser sheni. Here it's an obligation which has to do with ma'aser sheni. Okay? If you could bring me a case where he had a pre-existing obligation and then he gave Meister Yost, then that would be a nice raya. But this is not a good raya, right?
I think it's one of the first times
it's a Bavli type of thing. It's a lumbus right there. But don't worry, it stops. It doesn't go further. I'm bringing an interesting proof, although it's not from Meister Sheni itself. They're not to sell Meister Sheni. It's Nantzimon. We learned over there in by Kochim, by a carbon. This is a carbon shlomi, which you have a degree of ownership in, right? Because obviously it's the carbon which you bring and you get to eat from. So it says there, amazing kiddush. What happens if you gave this carbon as a wedding, in order to make a kiddushin with a woman? So the Gemara says there, the Mishnah says there, amazing kiddush. You give it to her intentionally. So it's a valid kiddushin. Shogeg lo kiddush. If you give it to her unintentionally, it's not a valid kiddushin. Now I forgot what the difference is.
Probably because if you would have known, it would have been
they have to be aware of the deficit of this. The deficit of giving it as a as kiddushin. Is that what you're saying? Same amazing. It's not. It is a good kiddushin.
That's right.
Yeah.
They both know. Because then they both know what the true value of the object is, and therefore they both have concurred. There's gemiras das on the part of both, so that this should be whatever the value it is to them. That's going to be the value of the kiddushin. But if it's shogeg, then they don't know the true value.
That's what I thought you were saying. Yeah, okay, you understand what he's saying? Try again.
It's when both parties know what the score is, then it's a condition.
Yeah, it's illegal, but it's not unworkable. In other words, it's not the proper mode of conduct, but it still works. You're giving it something of value, so to speak. Right. Okay. So, now, if you say you're allowed to sell kochim, so you should be allowed to be mekadosh them. Shouldn't be that, but the evidence works, right? You should be allowed to be mekadosh with them. Anything you can sell, you can use to contract kiddushin. Anything you're not allowed to sell, not allowed to use to contract the marriage? How can you say this? I don't remember this mission as a raya or a kasha. I think it's a raya. It's a raya. Sounds like it, but it's not. See, but it's a statement. Koshu also lemocho, also lekadishbo. Anything you're not allowed to sell, you're not allowed to use contract marriage. But we learned like this: ein lochim avodim v'karkos ubeim atmeo. This is reason number one why not to learn Yerushalmi, by the way, with women. Ready?
With what?
With women. But ein lochim avodim v'karkos ubeim atmeo. Not allowed to buy slaves, real estate, or impure animals for Shemitah money. If you did buy all these forbidden substances for Shemitah money, so you have to refine you, and you got to take money corresponding to that value and use it to eat, use it for Shemitah fruit. I'm Rabbi Yossi. No, the money's gone. The money's gone. You can't retrieve the money, right? So you have to take a like sum and eat it and use it to purchase fruit and eat that fruit as if it's Shemitah money, as if it's Shemitah fruit. So fine. I'm Rabbi Yisrael. He says, Zoy Sameres, from the fact that you cannot use the money for Avonei Karkos Beimatmea, of course also, extrapolate, Shasli Kachisha Mitmea Shvias. You can't buy a woman from Shemitah fruit, right? She's no worse than, no better than an Evan in Karkon Beimatmea, right? So, Ushami lingo means the ilokain. If you wouldn't say this, Mabi Kodisha, Mabi Kodeshivcha, what would you say? Would you say this is between buying a woman and buying a slave? How about it? It's exactly the same thing, right? So just like you can't buy a slave with Shemitah fruit, you can't buy a wife with Shemitah fruit. Okay? Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Ziva. So all this is by kachim. So extrapolate, say, just like by kachim, we can't use it to be Makadosh a woman. And Kiddushin and Mecher, the same thing, you can't use it to buy. So to buy Meister Sheni, we want to say it's the same parameters. Probably because we said in Al-Famanal, that's the same parameters of Kiddusha by both, right? Kiddusha's Korb and Kiddusha's Meister Sheni. That's why we extrapolate the parameters. Okay, that's one interpretation. Right, you can't sell Meister Sheni. Rabbi Yesi, B'Shem Rabbi Zira, and Rabbi Yudah, B'Shem Rabbi Yudah, Divrei Kolu said, no, everybody agrees you can't buy and sell Meister Sheni. There's an inherent, not because of an inherent deficit in the buying and selling, because it's like a carbon, but rather because of its pepper. So the Gross says it's a time mistake. It should be Ibnay Zilzulo. The Zilzula means because it makes a mockery of Meister Sheni. So it's a Zera that they made. For some reason, by Truma, we're not afraid of this mockery. And Meister Sheni, we're afraid of this mockery. I know exactly why. Maybe Kohanim are more, yeah. Maybe something which is, by definition, exclusive to Kohanim is by definition not as problematic. That could be. It's a good spot. Okay? Says Rabbi, yet another reason. Rabbi Yezir Shem, Rabbi Yachal said to be Yaakov, everybody agrees you can't buy and sell Meister Sheni. Why? Kidei she Yaakov's cookie the mechitza outside. So everybody should talk and go up to Yerushalayim. This is an incentive to make the Aliyah Larego. Period. New issue. Ketzei Mashkinoso. What does it mean you can't give us collateral? That means, Hanichlas etoch beizu shechaver l'mashkino, if the creditor goes into the house of the debtor, right? Shouldn't take his Meister Sheni as collateral. Tani, we also learned a variation on this theme. Vlomar Hidin also. The debtor cannot give it as collateral to the creditor. Okay, the two separate things. Mashkin means the creditor comes to the debtor. Tulaharin means the debtor comes to the creditor. Okay? I don't know if we've ever seen this explicitly in the Bible. There's such a difference. But that's interesting. A mashkon and a hirhon. Okay, rings a bell somewhere in dim recesses of my memory, but I don't remember where. And corresponding to this, you can't give Meister Sheni to a storekeeper and say, here, Yanko, keep eating this Meister Sheni as I buy more and more stuff from you, and this should be the payment of whatever I owe you. It's not proper for the Meister Sheni. Of Arumishkin. So here the Gro also makes a very nice change in the gear song. Oh no, he doesn't play it wrong. He doesn't do it here. Scratch that. He does it later on. Apologize. Just ignore what I just said. Over Mishke, over every hearing. What if I didn't do it right and I did make the Meister Sheni a mashkon or a hirun? Yeba kado. Let's say in this matter, like the following statement. Yeba means yeba. Let's say in this, like the following statement. Hoicha Meister Sheni Shalo. Somebody eats his own Meister Sheni. Outside Yerushalayim, obviously. Because inside Yerushalayim, Kazunta eight. Yeah, what's the problem, right? So, Hoicha Meister Sheni Shalo. It's an interesting language. Should cry out to the heavens. David Rabbi Shagamil. In other words, what do you have to do? Only? So there's no restitution. Rabbi Omer Shoigek, if he did it unintentionally, he took Shemayim, then Tshuva is nice. Mezid, only cash. Yachzu Dumbul and Koimun. You gotta pay for your sins. So in that case, you have to give money corresponding to the value of Meiser Sheni Weight in order to regenerate a Meiser Sheni issue. No, because not a lav sheish bakaris. It's a lav. Lo suchal lecho bisharecho, but it's not a lav sheish bakaris. It's no chatos. Vimaya mos. That's if it was fruit. What if it already had been redeemed as money and used the money? Shogay, even did it unintentionally, Yitzhak Lashmai should pray out to the heavens. Mazid, if he did it intentionally, Yahsu Dom the Koim, he got to pay. Divrei Rav Shin Gamliel, it's corner of Shin Gamliel. So even Rav Shin Gamliel holds where it was already money, then you have to make restitution as money if you were intentional. And Rabbi, of course, takes it even a notch further. Rabbi Yemel, Ben Shoyge Ben Mezid, Yachzu Dom of Lim Koimon. It was ready money, whether it's intentional or unintentional, cash, no more, no less. Rabbi Zinu Shem Chizkiya said, Halachic Rebbe by most. If the Meiser Sheni you consumed was ready for money, you got to pay back, whether it was Shoyge or Mezid. Rabbi Shin Gamliel Ben Peros, if it's fruit, then you don't have to pay back, like Rabbi Shin Gamliel said. Be that as it may. We see here that according to Rebbe, there is a fine. They fine the guy for having done the wrong thing, for eating the Meiser Sheni. So our intent is to extrapolate and understand the same thing as by Mashkin. By improper Mashkin, you fine the guy, and he's got to make some sort of restitution to the Meiser Sheni. Okay? Says Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yala. Rabbi Yala said, Maisoya. This is just a continuation. Maiso Yavoyuk Rebbe Mukimo. So it was a Maiso, they pass on like Rebbe by money, as it just said. That's one interpreter, one pshat, that you do find the guy. But another pshat, another approach, I should say, is not to find the guy who made it a Mashkin or Yerom. Here home. Oh, Yevo Kada, maybe it'll apply to this the following case. If you did it, Yakor, uprooted. Lo akaperosav, what happens if you didn't uproot your fruit? You left it there. What's the status? Rabbi Ba and Rabbi Ami, and here the Gro changes the girsa to Rad, not from Rabbi Ami, to our old friend who we've missed for two Masechtas. Is that Rabbi Law? All of a sudden he came back. So it's a mystery. Okay, but it's a Shemitah issue. Shemitah was his Masech. Shemitah was his Masech. All right. Rabbi Bar, I am Yossi Bitzor. Asu du Kumeir. My screen in front of them. Ho Rabbi Elo, which is Rabbi Law. Yishab Chupay Raisa. We find the guy. We got to spill out his fruit. In other words, if he didn't uproot the tree, which he planted less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, we still make him throw out the fruit. I did not join with them in this psak when they went up to the second floor to vote on it. Nafkun v'shamon Rabbi Yoinev, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavli, and they went out and heard Rabbi Yoinev, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavli, both saying b'shem Rabbi Lezer, emechad shel gzeira, we do not add on new stuff to gzeira, no new chumras, right? It's true, you can't plant within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah. But if you did, we don't make the fruit grosser. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak, another version of the same concept. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchaki, Brad Tavli, Shem Rabbi Lezer, Ein Moisifin al Alocha. You don't add on to Alocha. I think it's the same idea, just phrased differently. Rabbi Yaakov Bracha B'Shem Rabbi Zira said, so according to this, we talk wouldn't find the guy. If the guy made his Meiser Sheni collateral, so we wouldn't find the guy, just like we don't find the guy over there by the Shemitah stuff. So says Gemara, reconciling, resolving the issue, Rabbi Yaakov Bracha B'Shem Rabbi Zira said, Mimad Tari Eimim Mashkinoso. Since it says in our Mishnah, Ein Memashkinin also, you don't give Meiser Sheni as collateral. And now the girl changes the girsa. Velo Tani Ein Memarin also, Marinin also, and it doesn't say that you can't make it Hirun. Hadamara teaches us, over a Mashkin, if the creditor came and took it as a Mashkon. then you're not konesim. Okay? And you are konesim, sorry. Over mashkin kontinoso. Then you do find it. Over vihirin ain't kontinoso. If you, again, the Grochain's Kirsa. If you transgress the hirun, we don't find the creditor. Why the dichotomy? Because in the case of a mashkin, the creditor came and collected it. So we find him for having come and collected it improperly. I should have left the Meister Sheni in the debtor's house. So he took it improperly, we find him for it. In the latter case, in the case where the debtor came on his own volition and gave it to the creditor, so why should we find the creditor? It wasn't his idea, it was the debtor's idea. So in the case of a hirun, we let the guy who has it, meaning the creditor, keep it. Okay? And don't find him to have to give it back, whatever the case may be. Okay? Says Gemara. The low shulking connected most. You cannot weigh opposite Meister Sheni money. Even if the money which you're weighing is a candidate to become Meister Sheni money for redemption, it still can't be weighed opposite the Meister Sheni or opposite money of Meister Sheni. What about you want to weigh one Meister Sheni opposite the other Meister Sheni? It's not Chulin which is on its way to becoming Meister Sheni, it's already Meister Sheni. Alright? It's not a candidate, already is a Meister Sheni. Oyelos Elisha Meister Sheni. If he must see Emma slow and he knows how much it weighs, Maushish Koganegara Selosha Meister Sheni Echers, Tame Sam Slow, can he weigh another one opposite it to know the exact weight of the second one? Similarly, Ha'achin Shechoku, Maushi Yishkulu Zenegadze. Two brothers who split up Meister Sheni from the estate of their father. Can they weigh one Meister Sheni opposite the other to know how much each one weighs to divide up equitably? So we don't know. We don't resolve these questions. Good questions, right? No resolution. Weiter. Tanan. Lo yomar adon chaver, a person should not say to his friend, be ushalayim, gain to the next part of Mishnah. See, if this is a Kavanaki, I'd have a new header here, which you wouldn't have. But this way, none of us have it. It said in our Mishnah that he can't do exchanges, right? No exchanges from Meister Sheni. So now we learned our Mishnah. Lo yomar adam l'chaver, a person should say to Yerushalayim, to his friend, Hel chayayin, here's wine, hein l'shemen, give me oil. Hel chashemen, here's wine, v'tein l'yayin, give me oil, here's oil, give me wine, tein l'yayin. Avel oymer lo, but what can he say to him? This is the chav. Hel chayayin, shein l'chayayin. Here's wine that you, because you don't have wine. Heilcha shemen. Sheilcha shemen. Here's oil because you don't have oil. Heilcha ya. So that's allowed. Because obviously there's no overt implication there. Even though there may be some, you know, covert understanding, but overtly there's nothing wrong. However, the following question is a good question. Heilcha yain. Here's wine. Sheilcha shemen because I don't have oil. Hint, hint, hint. Have a boy the maimer also. They want to say it's also. Ashkechtani mutter. The founder by says this mutter. Person's allowed to use that kind of a loophole. Vein also mishum chalifin. Why is it not also because of barter? I said, here's wine because I don't have oil. So this morning we came and turned to Yochalot to men of Medina and Elo Chalifin. There's no agreement here. There's no binding contract. I gave you wine. I said, here's wine because I don't have oil.
I say, thank you very much.
I say, thank you, right. I'm sorry that you don't have any oil. Thank you for the gift. Right, so since it's not binding contractually, so therefore it's not considered to be a true barter. V'leidah mila amare Elo Chayayin chein l'shemen. So why is he saying to him, here's wine because they don't have oil? Why isn't that contractually obliging? We touch it up like this. He means, if I had oil, I would have given you the oil too. In other words, I do not, I even though I know what he means, and he knows what he means, but I make myself dumb. And I assume that what he really meant is, oh, here's the wine because they don't have oil, but if it would have had oil, I would have given you oil too. Anyway, they can both give to each other free gifts of Meister Sheni. That's okay. Without any barter. Masisi Rav Meir, L'chor our mission is only going to the Rav Meir. To Rabbi Meir, Omer, because Rav Meir is the one who says, Avol Einam Atzara Kemecher, that gifts are not like sales. Meaning that during Yovel, gifts don't go back. Gifts remain permanently by the recipient. So L'chor our mission is like Rav Meir, not like Rav Meir. Am Rabbi Yossi Divrei HaKoli. Our Mishnah is even going like Rabbanan. Okay? Even Rabbanan can agree in our Mishnah. All right, it's good. This is a little bit long, the next part. It's not long, but it takes a little bit of explanation. So let's stop here for this evening. And we are not bad. We're only two blocks behind.